High school basketball is on.
Driving hard on the left hand as nobody stopped ball and getting to the glass and finishing for two.
High school basketball is brought to you by Blue River Restoration, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, McKay Manor, First Bank Shelbyville.
Two post players working well together.
Acra Automotive.
Nice high-low play there, walling off her defender.
Magny's Pizza King. Sandman Brothers. J&B Quality Home Furnishings. High school basketball is also brought to you by Stanley Jones Insurance. Major Health Partners. BP Dock Shops. Christian Electric. Hoosier Realtor. Penny Acres. Clark Orthodontics. Shelby Materials. H&R Block. Maximum Result.
For the first time in nearly a month, the Shelbyville Golden Bears will play at home at Garrett Gymnasium for the final time this basketball season. Good evening, everybody. I'm Johnny McCurry. Jason Parker and our Stanley Jones Insurance pregame insurance service you can rely on with Stanley Jones. The opponent, the 14-7 Batesville Bulldogs, in to meet the 15-8 Golden Bears in this regular season finale. Just ahead of next week's chaos come the postseason and sectional play. For the Golden Bears, senior night.
Yep.
And this team, although it will return two of its better players in Zach Kuhn and Josh Williams next season, it will take on a different looking roster than it has in some time when this group graduates.
Yeah, this is definitely the end of an era here tonight at Garrett Gym. These kids have... When you're talking Sam and Cooper Lewis, Brock Blackwell, Luke Reed, Kreinhop, Brokering, these kids have been together now on the varsity or the JV pretty tightly knit for 4 years now. And the Lewises and Blackwell have obviously, had some more accolades and gotten some more opportunities on the varsity team than the other guys have, but the other guys have certainly played roles. We've seen Luke Reed score some big baskets this year for Shelbyville. But definitely an end of an era tonight here at Garrett, and turning it over then to the junior class, which will come back next year, be very solid, but this team will look a lot different come November next year.
A senior class and a core, though, that won't be entirely satisfied unless they can put a sectional championship trophy with it. They will not be favored to do so when they head to Columbus next week.
No, they won't. 22-2, Bloomington South is there, but I look at that first-round matchup at 6 o'clock on Tuesday night as a very tough opponent and time slot for Shelbyville. This is a team that, they've played at 9:30 in the morning. We saw over at the Wedding Tournament, they've played some odd hours. But I'm telling you, that 6 o'clock slot on Tuesday night in the sectional, it's win or go home. And you've got to have yourself amped up. Columbus North is a good team. They're going to look different from the last time the Bears played them. And the Shelbyville Golden Bears cannot look past that Columbus North team, or they will be done early and not have a chance to get Bloomington South in the finals.
Golden Bears able to right the ship and break a three-game losing streak last time out, winning at Morristown 73-66. Tonight they welcome in a Batesville team that has been without their expected leading scorer, 5'11 guard Trey Heidelich with a broken hand, since fairly early in the season. And a Batesville team that, even though it's led by an experienced senior in another 5'11 guard in Isaac Barker, they're young, they're big, and they're a dangerous basketball team.
Yeah, they are. They've got a heck of a good coach that's had some success down there, and we saw a couple of their guys that'll see some varsity time on JV. And you're right, Barker's a player that averages about 14.5, and he does some other things as well, 4.5 rebounds and about 3 assists. So Barker leads them from the guard spot, but they've got 4 or 5 other guys that can play, and be a good finish to this season for Shelbyville tonight to get a good test and a good game under their belt heading into next week.
At the same time, while we've often talked about Jekyll and Hyde for the Golden Bears, even in wins, for Batesville, they lose to Rushville 68-55. They lose to an East Central team that has been decimated by injury 54-51. But then the very next weekend, they went on the road at Beech Grove after they had been playing Jennings County the night before, and they go on the road to Marion County. They're a little bit Jekyll and Hyde, too.
Well, I was shocked when I saw that Beech Grove score, especially after what we've seen Beech Grove do here over the last couple of weeks with that win against Newcastle, which stands out in my mind. But 51-46, that just shows the potential that this Bulldog team has. And you're right, though, they have lost some head scratchers. And even early in the year, they had some games that might have gotten away from them a little bit. But looked like they might have it all together coming into the postseason, and they'll be a tough game tonight for Shelbyville.
Special night with senior night at Garrett Gym and the final home game of the regular season. Golden Bears go after win number 16 against the Batesville Bulldogs. Coming up on our Stanley Jones Insurance pregame, conversations with the head coaches. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
When you take the action with you at Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, back at Garrett Gym, and at the same time, the final time at Garrett Gym as the Golden Bears celebrate senior night and welcome in Batesville. We're joined by head coach Ryan Mack. Our coaches' conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville. Well, you haven't been here for a game in a while. Hope you enjoy this one because it's the only one you get.
Yeah, and you know, we've done really well at home this year, sitting at 7-1, so hopefully we can send these seniors out on a nice note tonight and get ready for sectional on Tuesday.
Got yourself back in the win column with that game at Morristown.
Yeah, we needed it bad, and that's why we're pulling out the shirt and tie again tonight. We're undefeated in shirt and ties this year, 1-0 only one time, so hopefully we can get a total of 5.
You've gone kind of with an Easter motif here early on in the season, too.
Yeah, I have. Felt pretty Easterly when my wife did my laundry, I guess, today, so there was 3 choices when I got home, and this was one of them, and we went with it.
This team has been together, most of the core players, for quite some time. And talking with Sam Lewis earlier this week, it goes way beyond just playing varsity basketball.
Yeah, these guys have been together forever, you know, since back in the day at the boys' club. And just, you know, these guys have been doing everything together since they were little kids. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of emotions for these guys tonight, playing with one another on the court throughout times of the game. But, you know, it's probably going to be a little emotional for me, too. I've been with these guys since I've been here. And, you know, there's been highs, there's been lows. But, you know, I really enjoy this group of seniors.
I was going to say, because of the amount of playing time, it really feels like it's your first senior class to go all the way through with, even though you're in your fifth year.
Yeah, John Lux was probably my other senior. True. That had been with me, had played all 4 years varsity, that it felt like I, you know, really weird when he wasn't at the gym. So next year it'll even be weirder with these 6 guys missing.
Zach Kuhn hurts an ankle against Morristown, went on to play that night. How's his availability?
He's full go. Might be a little sore, but he's not restricted at all tonight.
This game, you want to win. You love to maintain momentum, pick up win number 16, and do it on senior night. What else is in play in the final game before sectional?
I think a lot's in play for us tonight. You know, we've been struggling so much before the Morristown game. We need to see if, you know, we've got something back, or if, you know, or if we're still struggling. So tonight will be a big, you know, game for us, because I think that this game can carry us into the sectional if we play very well. If we don't play well tonight, I'll just be honest, I think that it'll be really tough for us to win that sectional.
It's a good Batesville team. I know in reading coaches' quotes after some articles, sometimes Aaron Garrett isn't sure what team he's got, though, on a given night.
It's probably the same as us. You know, a lot of high school coaches probably feel that way. They're a very good team, very big, very tough on the glass. And, you know, Batesville's always tough, so you know that it's going to be a dogfight.
Good luck tonight.
Hey, thanks, Johnny.
Ryan Mack with us. Coach's Conversation brought to you by First Bank Shelbyville. Senior night at Garrett on Giant FM Sports.
You know what? Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports, final game of the regular season as Batesville comes in to meet the Golden Bears. And we're joined by Batesville head coach Aaron Garrett. It's the wrap-up. We're looking forward to a sectional. And again, we've got that game, Bears and Bulldogs, that it doesn't mean anything for a conference, etc. So what do you want this game to mean, other than maybe a W and some momentum before next week?
Yeah, definitely a W, and it's a good opponent, which it does some things for us in regards to possible or known sectional opponent, and for forcing them to get past that first round. Obviously, Greensburg's waiting in the bye for us, so we've done things to get ready for Shelbyville that helps us get ready for Rushville Tuesday, and hopefully if we can take care of things there for Greensburg on Friday and as forward as you go in the tournament. And at the very beginning, I mean, Shelbyville's a very good team. We've seen them over the years. The senior group has done a lot of winning. We saw them at D1 this summer as far as that team camp up there. So it's an opponent that's going to, we got to get back in defensive transition in a hurry. We got to contest shots. We got to hold long box outs. We got to contain dribble penetration. All things that will help us as we get ready for Rushville with Farley and some of their athletes. Obviously with Greensburg's three really good offensive scorers. So we've tried to prepare for this game, but do it in a sense that makes sense for us next week. Because at the end of the day, we played this game in years past. This year we got state finals, we got blasted by Shelbyville. The year we got to a regional, it was Shelbyville's undefeated regular season team that just blasted us out of here. And then vice versa. As you said, a lot of times you hope it provides momentum going into the tournament. But I just want to come out here, stay healthy, play really, really hard like we did at Beech Grove on Saturday, and take a chance of getting a quality road win against a very, very explosive Shelbyville team.
Assessment of what's been accomplished, and let's look at most recent games. Rushville comes in, shoots very well at your place, gets a win. But then I see what you do with Beech Grove. Is there a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde with this ball club?
It's high school athletics.
Which says the answer is yes.
So we were kind of on a six-game win streak, which I was very proud of. And quite frankly, Rushville deserved to win that game. I thought overall they played harder, and they hit shots. And we shot in the lower 30% that game, part of which because of the shots we took, right? And then come back against the Central team, we dropped two in a row. And now you're wondering, are the wheels falling off a little bit? But come back and get a solid two-win weekend against the James County team, who the next night played Bloomington South within 14. And in a very short turnaround, we played that game on a Friday. We were on a bus at 10:45. Not 10:45 after a 9:45 a.m. shoot around and beat a really good Beech Grove team. And Matt English's teams are always very tough to beat. So then we have tonight, right? So we do have some momentum going. We've had a solid year as we gain experience. We're still starting a sophomore, a freshman. Isaac Barker, the senior, leads us. But we've got some talent, some young talent mixed in there. So it's just been really, really nice seeing all that come together. And then obviously being without a Trey Hyland, who was a starter for the first three games, and he's been out the whole season. So to overcome all that, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at going into the tournament. I think next week, the way our defense is built is solid. It'll be a matter of can we hit shots and important shots as it comes down to every team as you get in that tournament.
Talk more about the Bears team you play tonight.
Just very, very impressed. Obviously, Kuhn, the junior, is very, very talented. I like the junior guard. But then you sprinkle all those seniors with them who are just, I just love their tenacity. Just watching them this summer, there's just a moxie about them, right? You can tell they've played a lot of years of basketball together. So I think if you were put on paper, are we the underdog coming in? I think so, especially on senior night, as offensively explosive as they are. Like we talked about, if we can do those things from a game plan standpoint we want to do, I think we'll give ourselves a chance to get here with a win.
It's going to be fun. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Aaron Garrett with us. Coming up, close to tip-off, Bulldogs and Golden Bears on the way on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, Garrett Gymnasium, Shelbyville and Batesville in the finale for the regular season. Time to take a look at our JV report brought to you by Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts. It was close throughout, Batesville leading at every stop and posting a 50-44 win in the JV contest. For Batesville, Ratcliffe 13, Powell had 12. For the Golden Bears, DJ Kramer 14, Garrett Davis 13, Luke Asher 12. DJ Kramer in particular has been shooting well for the JV as of late.
Yeah, he's starting to look really confident in that role as a lead scorer, and he's going to be one of those guys called upon next year to step in and replace some of this senior scoring that's going to be graduating.
Time now for a look at our starting lineups. They're brought to you by Maximum Results. Dream homes found here with Maximum Results. For the Golden Bears, a bit of a change in the starting five with this senior night at Garrett Gym. Let's begin with starting guard Luke Reed, 5'11 senior, number 10, coming off a 7-point, very strong performance in the win over Morristown.
Yeah, Luke, I thought it brought some big energy and some much-needed points during a stretch there at Morristown. When Shelbyville was struggling to score, Luke Reed's done that several times this year and is being rewarded tonight with a start on senior night.
Starting at a guard forward, a 6'2 senior, number 24, Victor Krynup, who badly missed one three, but then came back and made a three later in the Morristown game.
Yep, Krynup's had a really good career here as mostly as a JV player, I thought he's had really two sophomore and junior year really good seasons on that JV team. And when you're at a 4A school, to play on the JV as a junior, it doesn't mean that you're a bad player. It just means that there's good players ahead of you, and that was the case for Krynop. But for him, he stuck with it, and good to see Victor get some recognition tonight on senior night.
At a guard, 6'1 senior, number 30, Sam Lewis, just under 11 points, 4 rebounds, and over 3 assists per game.
Well, Sam's going to have to continue to play well and pick his game up even to another level as Shelbyville enters sectional week coming up.
At a guard, 6'3 senior, number 4, Cooper Lewis, just under 10 points per game, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and the big announcement here recently for Cooper Lewis.
Well, another Shelbyville senior that will be continuing his athletic career at Trine University up north. He'll have a chance to play basketball, and we found out tonight he'll be majoring in business.
And he will take on in the days and years to come his teammate. Brock Blackwell rounds out the starting five, the 6'4 senior, 11.2 per game, 4 rebounds per game, and he'll be playing in the same conference up at Adrian.
Yeah, Adrian College commit. Brock has been committed there for almost a month now, I believe, 3 weeks or so. And Blackwell, I think he'll have a good college career. His perimeter game will help him, and he'll need to develop a little bit more of a post game. But Blackwell, he's been a fun kid to watch over the last 4 years for me.
Golden Bears 15-8 on the season, averaging 63 points per game, giving up 59 on the defensive end, coached by Ryan Mack in his fifth season. For the Bulldogs of Batesville, coming in with a 14-7 record, coached by Aaron Garrett in his 10th season. At a guard, a sophomore, 5'10", number 3, Colt Meyer, averaging 9 points per game. And if he ends up half as good as another guy named Colt, who's on the Batesville bench as an assistant, he'll have a pretty good career.
Yeah, Colt Ryan is an assistant coach and had a really good all-star career down at Batesville, and that's what Colt Meyer is trying to do.
5'11", senior, number 11, Isaac Barker, starts at a guard for Barker, leading scorer, 14.5 points per game. And we were told by Coach Garrett, if he is a no-go, there was a possibility he could get scratched after tweaking a knee in practice last night. We haven't heard that, so it looks like he'll start tonight.
Yeah, he's warming up pretty good out there. Been watching him, and strong guard, small, 5'11", but a key to Batesville's success.
And then let me introduce the front line for Batesville. 6'5", freshman, number 14, Walter Mattingly at 4 points per game. 6'5", junior, number 30, Robert Raver, 12 points, 7 rebounds per game. And at 6'5", a junior, number 34, Tyler Myers, at about 5 points and 3 rebounds per game.
Well, they're tall and lanky, especially number 14, Mattingly. They are, they're not a big, tough group, but they're long and athletic, and Shelbyville's going to have to watch that tonight.
Batesville averaging 54 points per game, giving up 47 on the defensive end. Again, for the Golden Bears tonight, Blackwell, Lewis, Reed, Krynop, and Lewis. And we should mention they ran out of room when it came to a 6th senior class. Nick Brokering, 6'1", forward, number 44. We'll see him off the bench tonight, and he will play his college football at Mount St. Joseph.
Yeah, Brokering's a football player. He doesn't need to start on senior night. He's got 4 more years of football ahead of him.
And for Batesville, Meyer, Barker, Mattingly, Raver, and Myers, and a Batesville team that has been without 5'11 junior guard Trey Heidelich since he was injured in the Plainfield game, and that happened some time ago back on December the 9th. He was a starter when this season began. Coming up, tip off. Golden Bears in the home finale. Welcome in Batesville here on Giant FM Sports.
Get the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Nearing tip off, Shelbyville at home against Batesville tonight here on Giant FM Sports ahead of a busy sectional week to come. We open our sectional coverage Tuesday night from the Orange Pit at Columbus East. The Olympians will host, and Columbus North will come crosstown to take on the Golden Bears. Coverage Tuesday night begins at 5:30. Tonight, Shelbyville looking for win number 16. Batesville, win number 15. They're 14-7 on the year. Other games on the schedule tonight. A good Plainfield team we saw earlier this year. Shelbyville beat them on the road. Plainfield at Greenfield Central tonight. Center Grove at Columbus North. We get another measuring stick of the different-looking roster for Columbus North, now healthy, compared to the team that saw Shelbyville and lost by 17 back in December.
Yeah, you know, a little bit different scouting report this time for Columbus North, so hopefully the Bears coaching staff has gotten out and seen them with their players, all their players back and playing together.
Another team we keep following, fifth-ranked 4A Bloomington South. Not much of a challenge on paper tonight at a six-win Northview team. And how about these numbers for Warren Central? They go for win number 25 tonight in the undefeated regular season. The number one team in 4A at 11-10 Fishers. Doesn't seem like that long ago. Much of that team was right here at Garrett Gym.
Yeah, a lot of that team. We saw the Bears really compete well against last year in the shootout and kind of springboarded Shelbyville's season. Even though they lost that day, I thought they gained a lot of confidence.
Morristown and Tri will be a part of our regular season broadcast schedule when we wrap up things on the road tomorrow night. Another game that comes into play tomorrow night is in the HHC. Mount Vernon will be favored going to Yorktown. If Mount Vernon wins that game tomorrow night, the Golden Bears will share second place in the conference with Delta, New Powell, Pendleton Heights, and Mount Vernon. A five-way tie if Mount Vernon wins that game.
Well, and those five teams are about as evenly matched as you'll find in a conference. The Bears have lost to a couple of them. They beat a couple of them. So right where they should be, I think, in the conference standings.
Difference makers, Batesville, Shelbyville tonight.
Well, for Batesville, I wonder if they're going to be able to score with Shelbyville. If Shelbyville comes out quick like they usually do at home, I think for the Batesville Bulldogs, they're going to have to make shots early and get use their size a little bit down low. And for Shelbyville, senior night, let's hope all five of these seniors, all six of these seniors, have good nights.
Golden Bears in home whites, trimmed in black. Batesville, the road blues. And tip brought to you by Penny Acres with Hoosier Realtors. Here for life's big moves, Bulldogs have the ball to open this ball game at Garrett Gym.
And it looks like 6'5 Walter Mattingly is more of an initiator than he is a post player.
Ball on the perimeter, now down low into the post for Raver. He'll dribble it back out on the wing. Handed away to Isaac Barker. Barker for Raver. On the perimeter on the right-handed dribble is the 6'5 freshman Walter Mattingly. Leaning through the defense. Barker splits a double team, elevates and scores. 2-0 Batesville. Bulldogs back into their half-court defense. Golden Bears bring it front court for the first time. Sam Lewis, Luke Reed. Top of the key, Victor Kreina puts it on the floor. Now a handoff on the perimeter for Sam Lewis. He'll drive. Finish with the left hand. Too hard off the glass. A miss. Rebound Batesville into the front court. Quickly down the right sideline comes Mattingly. And Mattingly will maintain a dribble out on the perimeter. Man-to-man by the Golden Bears. Into the corner. A catch. Shot by Colt Meyer. Good from three. And Batesville off to a good road start, scoring on their opening two possessions and leading 5-0. Sam Lewis on the point, delivers a pass to Kreina up on the left wing. Back to the basket now, squaring up is Blackwell. Backs his way in, leans in, and apparently lost his footing, probably when he lost body contact with the defender, called for traveling.
Yeah, Raver kind of pulled the chair out from underneath Blackwell there, and once he lost contact with him, he traveled, even though if they wouldn't have whistled that, he probably would have had a layup.
Into the front court, on the perimeter, Mattingly. Pass in the corner, Barker puts it on the floor, left hand, down to the elbow. Now Mattingly on the wing. He'll drive toward baseline, cut off there by Kreina. 5-0 Batesville, nearly 2 minutes into play on this Golden Bear senior night. Baseline drive, opposite corner bounce pass, on the perimeter now with Barker. Barker down to the corner, bumped, falls out of bounds, throws it back into play, and throws it away. Picked up by Kreina, up court, Blackwell, back to Kreina. Good for three, Victor Kreina. Shelbyville on the board for the first time in this one, trailing 5-3.
And that three might have bought these seniors a few more minutes on the floor. You can tell Coach Mack is itching to pull the trigger on Kuhn, but brokering looks like he's getting ready to set to check in.
On the perimeter, holding his Mattingly out between the circles. Ball goes down in the corner, and Shelbyville now showing us a 2-3 zone we saw a lot of in the game at Morristown. backing down, bounce pass in the paint, knocked away, stolen by Blackwell. Lead bounce pass to Reed, tried to drop it off to Sam Lewis, and knocked away and stolen by Batesville. Now Mattingly coming the other way. A miss as he curls between defenders, but terrific follow by Robert Raver, who lays it in. 7-3 Batesville, Shelbyville front court. Cooper Lewis off the dribble, good top of the key, it's a three. 7-6, Batesville, the lead and the ball, front court with Meyer, right wing against the 2-3. Mattingly out near midcourt, Meyer right sideline, catch at the free throw line for Raver. One dribble finds Barker. Barker for Mattingly, now Barker out front. 4.5 to play, first period, Batesville with the ball up a point. Skip pass, left to right wing, Barker. Meyer holding up top, tried to enter a pass down low, right into the hands of Krynup. Sam Lewis the push, the step through, good for two. Three different Golden Bears have scored. 8-7, Shelbyville in front for the first time. And Batesville hurting themselves with bad passing in the half court. Left side is Meyer. Out front, Mattingly. Meyer again on the wing. Left open, way off the line, and he'll knock down another three. Colt Meyer, 33 made threes on the season, shooting 36% beyond the arc. 10-8, Batesville lead. Sam Lewis, bounce pass that Blackwell had to come out and get beyond the arc. Here is Krynup. Top of the key is Blackwell. Now Cooper Lewis, he'll put it on the floor left hand. Takes some contact from Raver. And a foul on the floor will go against Batesville. Robert Raver with the personal. And for the Golden Bears, changes. Blackwell will come out. Krynup and Reed will check out. 6'1 senior Nick Brokering in for the first time. 6'4 junior Zach Kuhn. And 6 foot junior point guard Josh Williams. And Kuhn with a catch and shoot from 17 feet out off the inbounds. That's good for two. 10-10 ball game. 3:23 to go in the first. Barker holding on the wing. Gives it up and gets it back. Baseline is Raver. Bounce pass opposite corner. Meyer over Williams, who nearly got a piece of it. Shot is missed, but Tyler Myers has a wide open rebound and putback for two.
Colt Meyer has a really nice-looking three-point shot. He's 2-for-3 tonight.
12-10 Batesville. Cooper Lewis dribbling on the perimeter. Raver wouldn't let him penetrate. Now to Sam Lewis. Fake left, go right. Strong finish. Can't get it to go. Tip up by Williams, no. Rebound Kuhn. Fouled on the putback. Williams kept it alive. Kuhn there to try and clean it up. At the line, Zach Kuhn. First of two, good. That foul went against Mattingly, his first. For Shelbyville, Cooper Lewis will sit. Brock Blackwell back in. Number 34, Tyler Myers takes a seat. And number 42, Tristian Lampert, a senior, checks in as Kuhn makes the free throw. Care to guess how tall Tristian Lampert is? He's 6'5".
6'5". Yeah.
Everybody on Batesville's front line, 6'5" tall. Kuhn the free throws, points 3 and 4. Game tied at 12. Batesville with Barker holding right corner. On the perimeter is Lampert. Mattingly enters the ball below the free throw line. Raver kind of launched his body up into a defender, missed the shot short. Blackwell the rebound. He'll push, get airborne, and throw it away in the lane.
Well, you said it. Once he got airborne, he wasn't committed and got caught in the air.
Penetrating the other direction is Barker. Gets below the free throw line, takes on a couple of Golden Bear defenders, and he's fouled trying to get the shot up. They will not give him the shot release. It'll be a foul on the floor and the first on Zach Kuhn. Batesville inbounding baseline in this 12-12 game. Barker into the corner. Head fake, dribble drive baseline, airborne pass to Mattingly, left wing, his three, good. 1-2-3 threes now by Batesville. Mattingly's first points of the night, and Batesville with a 15-12 lead. Williams defended by Barker. Sam Lewis on the dribble. Meyer on the defensive assignment there. Now Williams again. Sam Lewis on the dribble at the point, and the Bears' offense seems a little discombobulated this trip, like they've tried to get into this guard weave up top and nothing's developed. Here's Kuhn to Williams. Driving. Ball got put up against Williams' body by the defender, but he's able to wrest it free and then bank it in. 15-14, the Batesville lead down to one. Mattingly with Kuhn on the defensive assignment there. Gives it up to Barker. Into the corner, pick and roll. Nothing develops on that. Lampert on the perimeter now. Mattingly right wing. Here's Barker to the right of the key. Lampert being defended by Blackwell. Brings it to Colt Meyer at the center circle with under a minute left in the first. Raver got a step on the dribble on Nick Brokering. Brokering called for the bump and the foul. Cooper Lewis off the Shelbyville bench. And Sam Lewis will sit down for the first time. Raver checking out. Number 21, Lane Westerfeld. Only 6'4", a senior off the Batesville bench. Barker in the paint. Stripped by helpside defense by Kuhn. He'll take it the other end. Jump from 15. Missed the shot. Rebound pulled away by Westerfeld. Into the front court, Batesville. Westerfeld outside, drops it, gives it up, and gets it back. Now Walter Mattingly, the 6'5 freshman, holds near center court with 25 seconds. Lampert, Mattingly, Kuhn on the tight defense out to midcourt. Mattingly gives it up, gets it back, and now Barker to initiate things with 12. Screen left on the ball. Shelbyville able to hedge over that. Another screen. Barker still not free with 4-3. Westerfeld, he double dribbled with the ball as he caught it with a bounce and then put it on the floor. And Batesville with an ineffective trip up the floor.
And he had no idea what the time was, if he had a dribble. He just looked very confused out there as he just checked in not too long ago.
Three-quarter court inbounds. Turnaround. Jump hook baseball throw by Cooper Lewis off the mark. And we've come to the end of one. On the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, it's Batesville 15, Shelbyville 14 on Giant FM Sports.
Have you the action with you at Giant FM.
Batesville Bulldogs 15, Shelbyville Golden Bears 14. We go to the second period from Garrett Gymnasium. SHS basketball with Zach Kuhn getting a screen, missing from 16 straight on. The rebound comes straight down into the hands of Batesville guard Colt Meyer. Meyer front court with Westerfeld. He'll give way to number 22, Austin Seifert, a 5'10 junior. Jump shot, Barker, no good. Rebound, Sam Lewis. He'll try to go coast to coast, take some contact, get the shot off. That'll earn him two free throws, putting Shelbyville at the line for the second time in this game.
Both teams with 9 field goal attempts back in the first quarter. Shelbyville made 5. Batesville made 6.
Personal foul on number 22, Seifert. First of 2 free throws for Sam Lewis is good.
Turnovers in that first quarter. Batesville with 4 and Shelbyville with 3.
Lewis again. Missed it front rim. Rebound off into the hands of Seifert. That free throw make, the third point of the night for Sam Lewis, and ties the game at 15. In the corner with it is Lampert. Down to the post area, and another pass just simply thrown away. Easy pickoff for Kuhn. He'll bring it front court, hand to Williams. Williams under the basket, leaves it in front of the rim for Kuhn. Tough catch in traffic. He does get up and scores. Zach Kuhn with his second field goal.
Nice leave there by Williams. He was able to get baseline. Kuhn just cutting down the lane. Williams found him.
Batesville quick run in transition. Lampert a 3 off the mark. Cooper Lewis the rebound, and he's fouled in the rebound process. Team foul number 4 on Batesville. And Shelbyville will come front court trying to build on a 2-point lead. The personal foul on Westerfeld, his first. Williams for Sam Lewis. Handing off right side, Cooper Lewis left open long enough to pull the trigger on a three and missed it. Barker clears the rebound. He'll push front court. On the left hand, switches to the right as he comes across the timeline. Gives it in the corner to Seifert. His three rejected by Williams. Shelbyville running at front court. Tough catch for Cooper Lewis just to keep it in bounds. He brings it outside, gives it up and gets it back, then misses a three in the right corner. Rebound Lampert. Barker for Batesville into the front court. His team down by two. In the corner, Lampert. Around the horn it comes on the left side, holding is Westerfeld. Barker, perimeter right. Now Seifert. And a throw again just off the mark for Batesville as Colt Meyer came dribbling toward the top of the offense. He thought a teammate was going to step back. He stepped forward, and the ball just simply went right out of bounds.
Yeah, miscommunication there. Hard to tell who was at fault. We were always taught never fake a back door. I'm not sure Westerfeld faked the back door, but he was going the opposite direction that Colt Meyer thought he was.
Lampert sits down. Starting forward, Robert Raver back in for Batesville. Here's penetration by Kuhn, kicking the corner to Williams.
Williams, good job knowing where he was at on the floor and was able to spin that up off the glass from the other side.
19-15, Golden Bear lead. Ball down low and a miss by Raver.
In and out.
Penetration, Shelbyville the other way. Sam Lewis right down the left-hand side of the lane. Shot blocked, but a foul. And Lewis will be at the line. Tyler Myers whistled on the foul. It's his first, Batesville's fifth. Sam Lewis 1-for-2 at the line tonight. And back there again for a pair. Knocks down the first. 4 points so far for Sam. And Shelbyville, a free throw shooting team that, well, it hasn't been the numbers they would have wanted them to be, especially all through the season. Better in the second half. Two free throws good here for Lewis. 21-15, Shelbyville now with a 6-point advantage as Batesville beats some backcourt pressure and looks low to Raver. He got position to step around Blackwell and scored. Raver has four. 21-17, the Shelbyville lead. Kuhn up into the front court on the left hand. Gets a ball screen. Can't use it. Pass to Cooper Lewis. Back to the basket. Skip to Blackwell for three. Way off the mark. Rebound on the floor picked up by Raver. He'll look ahead to Meyer. Meyer holding front court to the left of the key. Gets a screen from Raver. Open, but not willing to shoot outside is Myers. He'll get it down low to Raver. Jump hook no good. Raver gets his own rebound. Blocked to the floor by Kuhn. Loose ball rebound. Mattingly no good. Another rebound by Mattingly, and he falls away and misses in the paint again. Now they'll scramble for the loose ball. Into the hands of Meyer, who drains a three off the pickup. Timeout, Ryan Mack.
Four offensive rebounds finally leads to a corner three by Meyer.
That release by the sophomore
good.
Is quick.
No, it's just smooth, quick, and he's going to hit a lot of those over the next 2 years.
Next week, sectional coverage begins on Tuesday. Pregame 5:30, 6 o'clock tip. Rematch between Columbus North and Shelbyville. And then another rematch game comes your way Wednesday night, though I'm not sure it's the rematch the Waldron Mohawks would have cared for. They've drawn one of the top teams in 1A, Morristown, for the Wednesday night quarter at Southwestern, and we'll have that at the midweek marker.
Well, for the Mohawks, you know, all they can really hope for with that draw is to come out and their seniors play well, because barring some sort of miracle, that will be the end of the Mohawks season Wednesday night.
And then Friday, we'll see where we stand, who's still alive come semifinal night. Good look underneath. Cooper Lewis caught it on the right side of the rim, behind the backboard, tried to reverse it to the other side and couldn't finish. Batesville clears the rebound, down a point into the front court. 3:25 left to go first half. Another pass that Raver went one way, the ball went the other, but this time Colt Meyer was standing a few feet away to pick it up. Here's Raver, double-teamed in the post. Brings it out to Myers. Back to Raver. Backing his way in on Cooper Lewis. And boy, they keep banging away, and Finally, Lewis gets the better part of it on a missed shot and the rebound. Front court, Shelbyville, up a point. Sam Lewis driving. Got Meyer up in the air, went to spin and fall away on the jumper and is called for traveling. Victor Krynup, Luke Reed back in for the Bears. Cooper Lewis and Brock Blackwell will take a seat. Batesville looking for the lead this trip up the floor. Meyer with it left wing. Posting is Raver. Top of the key catch for Barker. Mattingly beyond the three-point arc. Dribbles under the free throw line. Finds Barker in the corner. Mattingly and Barker pitch and catch on the perimeter. Now Raver from the top of the key. Raver looks for a backdoor from Barker. The pass delivered. It was deflected. Knocked to the floor. They'll scramble for it. And then somehow, someway, Raver comes out of the pack with it and is able to bank it up and in. Batesville on top, 22-21. Long look ahead for Reed in the corner. No numbers. Ball back out front. Reed holding left wing, getting a screen from Kuhn. Coming to the ball is Williams, defended by Barker. Here is Kuhn below the free throw line. Runner up good for two. Third field goal for Zach Kuhn. He has eight. Coming off the bench. I don't say that very often with Kuhn, so I'll throw that in there on this senior night.
It'll be the last time, probably.
Shelbyville with a one-point lead. Mattingly delivers to Barker, penetrates, leaves it behind for Myers, and the 6'5 junior Myers shows some range with a corner two, his second field goal, and then Shelbyville turns it over in the backcourt. Mattingly missed an awkward run to the rim on a layup attempt. But Williams couldn't corral the rebound, so the turnover will stay on this end with a Batesville possession. Raver exits the game. 6'5 Tristan Lampert back on for Batesville. Bulldogs up a point. Running out of room is Barker as he kept trying to dribble drive Sam Lewis down to the baseline and finally left with nothing to do but jump up in the air and throw it off Lewis out of bounds. Batesville inbounding baseline. Barker with it out front. On the right side is Meyer. Minute 20 left to go in the half, and a ball knocked away. Running it down is Williams at half court. He'll hand it off in the middle. The trailer is Victor Krynup for two. Krynup has five. Shelbyville again in front. 25-24, final minute of the first half. Barker up top for Meyer. Lampert cross court, Mattingly, Barker left corner. Barker around a screen, picked up by Reed on the switch. Here is Mattingly. Look for the back door to Lampert, well covered by Kuhn. 40 seconds left in this first half. Lampert outside, holding is Meyer. Williams off of him about 5-6 feet. Game clock down to 27. H&R Block halftime report coming up. Royce Carlton, head coach of the Golden Bear baseball team, going to join us coming up at the break. With it is Myers with 15. Barker sideline, may have used the dribble. Apparently not. He can put it on the floor now, guarded by Sam Lewis. Down to seven. Barker penetrates, crossover dribble, tries to penetrate again, cut off. Outside sideline is Myers. He has to fling it and nowhere close at the rim as time expires. And really a second ending of a period possession for Batesville that was not handled very well.
Well, defensively it was played really well by Shelbyville, and Batesville just not able to get to where they wanted to go to. Good, I think better defense by the Golden Bears.
Halftime at Garrett Gymnasium on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville 25, Batesville 24. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports.
Halftime brought to you by H&R Block, tax solutions to fit your needs. Shelbyville 25-24 lead on Batesville at the break, and we turn our attention from basketball to baseball. Royce Carlton, the new head coach of the Golden Bears, joins us. And before I actually let you go to the diamond, we've seen you at more basketball games so far than we've had a chance to see you at baseball games. Talk about the work here with the Golden Bear basketball team.
Well, they brought me on back in the very first part of the season to bring me on to warm them up. And then they brought me on as a head strength and conditioning. So it originally started off, if they won, I traveled with them. And then it just got to the point where the guys liked it so much, and I just showed up every time since then. So it's been really fun. The guys are buying in, and hopefully it works come sectional time.
With your sport obviously being outdoors, when it jumps to 73 on a Tuesday, do you have to calm yourself down?
Yeah, the guys were totally kind of shell-shocked on Tuesday. We went outside and actually had a full squad, inner squad. We actually played about six innings and went really well. I was really surprised seeing some of the guys on the diamond, what they had to offer after being inside for so long. So, especially pitchers, seeing what they had against them live.
Your numbers as far as participation for winter workouts have been impressive.
Yeah, we're running about, I'd say, 20 to 27 on any given night on winter workouts. So hopefully once basketball, whenever they get over, hopefully they go through the state tournament pretty well, but hopefully we can get about 36 to 40 come March 12th.
I know that you've got some newer guys in you're trying to evaluate, and in a way everybody's new to you as you learn these guys on the baseball field for the first time. But I know Damon Lux coming back, and I hope the walker he's using down below in the bleachers in the student section right now, I hope he's healthy. He looks kind of old tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely healthy. I was running the outfielders and infielders today, and I could just tell the sound off his bat that he was hitting. So his bat sounds very healthy right now.
You've been in, you've had the school year to this point, you've gotten yourself situated as far as moving back to Shelby County. Are you at home now?
Oh, yeah. This is, ever since it first came up, it's almost kind of like a dream. It's even gotten better now that I'm running all the fitness classes and sports performance for all the teams. It's almost unbelievable. I'm really, really happy to be here.
As far as preparing yourself for coaching baseball here, what, if any, homework is there to do to get accustomed to the conference or the common opponents the Bears see on a normal basis?
Well, of course, I'm trying to do my scouting through some people. Scott Hughes has been a great resource, asking him. Little funny story was, for the Morristown game, there was some New Palestine faithfuls that wanted some tickets. So I gave them free tickets if they could give me scouting reports from baseball.
It's good to have resources, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wish you best of luck. And I'll ask this, too. Are there still possibilities, if you're having aspirations of playing baseball, to talk to you at this point, or are we getting too close to a cutoff? I don't know how your tryouts or that sort of thing goes.
Oh, yeah. March 12th is our very first day of tryouts. If anybody wants to come out or play, anybody's sons are thinking about it, have them come out. If they don't enjoy it, I won't hate them. As long as they tried, it'd be great.
Royce, thanks a lot. Best of luck. Continued success.
Yeah, thank you.
Royce Carlton with us, head coach of the Golden Bear baseball team on Giant FM Sports. A quick timeout, and then the numbers from the first half. Golden Bears with a one-point lead on Batesville at the break. You're listening to high school basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Tax solutions to fit your needs, H&R Block with our halftime report. Shelbyville 25, Batesville 24. Golden Bears are being led by Zach Kuhn with 8 first-half points, 5 by Victor Krynup, 5 as well for Sam Lewis, 4 on a pair of field goals by Josh Williams, and a 3-pointer from Cooper Lewis. Golden Bears are 5 of 6 at the free throw line. For the Bulldogs, they're being led by 3 threes and 9 points provided by Colt Meyer, 6 from Robert Raver, 4 on a pair of field goals by Tyler Myers. Walter Mattingly has a 3, and Isaac Barker, team's leading scorer at 14.5, has a single field goal for 2. Batesville has not attempted a free throw in the first half. 15-14 Batesville after 1. Golden Bears now with a 1-point lead at the break.
Yeah, shooting numbers look pretty identical. Batesville 10 of 24 in that first half, 42%, 4 of 9 behind the arc, 44%. The big number
out-rebounding the Bears 15-7 with six offensive rebounds. Heck, four of those were on one possession that finished with a Colt Meyer three in the corner. So Batesville really tough on the offensive board so far. They've got four assists and eight first-half turnovers. For Shelbyville, 9 of 19 from the field. That's 47%. 2 of 7 behind the arc. A 3 by Cooper Lewis and a 3 by Victor Kreinhop. The only two for the Bears tonight. 7 rebounds, 1 offensive, 6 assists, and 5 first-half turnovers. A couple of individual leaders. Robert Raver in the rebounding column leads everybody with 6 tonight. 2 offensive. Walter Mattingly and Colt Meyer also have 2. And Isaac Barker in the assist column for Batesville leads the way with 2. For Shelbyville, Sam Lewis, Cooper Lewis, and Zach Kuhn with 2 rebounds each leads the way. And Josh Williams off the bench tonight with 3 assists to lead in that category.
Our off-the-bench note as we go through a senior night with a little bit of a different starting lineup for the Golden Bears. But they're getting contributions. Victor Kreinup with 5 points in a little bit more first-half time than he's normally been accustomed to, although it's not just happened in this senior night. It's been for a couple of ball games.
Yeah, he's starting to maybe be a part of a rotation. You know, some nights it might be 5 or 6 minutes. Other nights it might be a little bit more. But, you know, Victor's always been ready to play when called upon, and tonight is no different.
Tomorrow night we close down the regular season broadcast schedule. We'll head over to Tri-High and check out Morristown one more time. In a game where, for Scott McClellan, he'll actually tie Norman Morris for most games coached as a Morristown boys head coach. And on the 21st point, it'll be 2,000 for a career for Hayden Langcable.
Yeah, big night for potentially for Hayden Langcable. And to tie Norm Morris, who was just inducted into Morristown's inaugural class of Hall of Fame members, a big night for Scott McClellan. I talked last time, Morristown not known for keeping coaches around a long time. And Scott McClellan now in his second venture with the Yellow Jackets. So he's coached a lot of games and had a lot of players come through his program.
Shelbyville, after starting 5 of its 6 seniors to begin this ball game, that 6th senior, Nick Brokering, will get the second half start. He'll join Sam Lewis, Cooper Lewis, Josh Williams, and Zach Kuhn defensively. Batesville with the basketball with Myers, Mattingly, Barker, Meyer, and Raver, original starting 5, and getting an open look for 3 is Barker in the corner. He missed it. Williams the rebound, and then he had it wrestled away when he got it above his head and behind him by Raver. I thought a little bit late on the whistle, but a foul call against Raver will give the Bears the basketball. Foul on Raver, his second, and first foul here in the very early going of the third period.
Feels like a Friday night, doesn't it, Johnny? We got to go to work tomorrow, though, don't we?
Indeed, we do.
Okay.
Brokering, free throw line catch. Backing his way in, brings it outside. Driving is Sam Lewis. Step back, 14-footer, good off the dribble. Sam Lewis with 7 points. Shelbyville up 3. Colt Meyer dropped the ball out of bounds. He caught it on the sideline, gave that look at a shot, pulled it back down, and then just rolled it off the back leg. Batesville's had more unforced turnovers than forced in this ball game this evening.
And then as he was walking backwards down the floor, trips over Nick Brokering. So tough, tough segment there for Meyer.
Williams front court. Onto the wing. Kuhn holding on the perimeter left. Gets a screen from Brokering, splits 2 defenders, and is fouled as he gets down below the free throw line. Foul on Myers, his second, team second. Sam Lewis inbounding for Kuhn at the right elbow. Head fake, drew the defender, driving is Kuhn, blocked from behind, and the ball went off Kuhn's body out of bounds. Was that Mattingly who was able to reach back and get to that ball? It never did get airborne.
Yeah, I believe it was.
56 seconds in, Shelbyville with a 3-point lead. With it is Mattingly, guarded by Kuhn. Crossover onto the right hand, gives it up now for Colt Meyer. Meyer with 3 threes and 9 points in the first half. Mattingly holding out front, Barker. On the drive, left hand, leans away from the defender, and the scoop up never got to the rim, but a foul call. And two free throws coming for Isaac Barker. Personal foul, Sam Lewis for the Golden Bears. First on Sam, first on the team in the half. And Barker, just a 56% free throw shooter, makes the first of two. Barker going to graduate from this team. They'll lose Lampert and Westerfeld, but Batesville, some good pieces for a couple of years to come. Barker's second free throw is good. And a 27-26 Golden Bear lead, and now a trap by Batesville. The pass over it. Wide open right side, Cooper Lewis can't knock it down. Rebound was in the hands of Mattingly, and he was fouled by Kuhn jumping in from behind. Second foul on Kuhn, second on the Bears. And here come the Bulldogs looking for the lead with a bucket this trip. Man-to-man by Shelbyville. Around the horn it comes into the left corner, Mattingly. Barker with a catch into the hands of the sophomore guard, Meyer. Here is Meyer's top of the key. Mattingly puts it on the floor a couple of times, lofts it over to Colt Meyer. High Archer got it off quickly over Williams and missed it. Followed his shot, gets the long rebound. Barker, the penetrating move, leaves it in front of the rim. Mattingly missed a bunny, and then the loose ball rebound finally into the hands of Josh Williams. Williams, front court, under the free throw line, left open, jumped, shoots, and hit the rim twice, missed the shot. Mattingly the rebound, ahead for Barker. Barker stops at the arc, gives it up to Myers. Back to Barker. He'll shoot the three and miss it. Long rebound to the floor. Diving under Mattingly is Sam Lewis. Knocked him down. Shelbyville the ball. Front court. Lewis to his feet where he goes down and makes a three. Lewis with five in the quarter. Now 10 for the game. Shelbyville with a 30-26 lead. Down in the post, Raver working. Ball knocked from him, picked up, free throw line miss for Myers. Raver in the paint, stripped on the way up. Ball taken away by Cooper Lewis. Up court for Brokering, driving to the rim. Nick Brokering, the finish for two and a foul. As I prepared for this game, I did not anticipate Brokering on the drive and the finish for two and a foul at any point in the 32 minutes. But it comes right there and nearly assaulted by Blackwell as we get a timeout on the floor. A free throw coming for Brokering out of the foul or out of the timeout. The foul was the third on Myers. High school basketball, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by Major Health Partners. Experience the major difference by BP Dock Shop, home of the best tenderloin in Shelby County, and by Acra Automotive. Only the best for you. Shelbyville's been at this point a couple of times. A little bit of separation, 5-6 points, but doesn't seem like anybody's running away with this one tonight.
No. Kind of an ugly game so far tonight. Batesville hasn't made a field goal here in the second half, so we'll see here. Shelbyville with an opportunity to maybe pull away by 7. That's a pretty big lead in this game.
Nick Brokering to the free throw line. Trying to complete a three-point play. Back rim, no good. Rebounded by Raver, who's having a pretty good night in that category. Batesville wastes no time getting up court, but erased at the rim. Mattingly on the block from behind by Kuhn. Shelbyville front court. Sam Lewis, a catch, gathers himself, misses a contested three. Raver the rebound. And Raver will try to dribble it up front court. Dangerous pass, but he completes it to Barker, who's in the paint. Missed the short jumper. Rebound is Lampert, who falls down, but he did not have possession of the ball, so no traveling. It ends up in a held ball. Possession arrow favors Golden Bears. Nick Brokering will exit. Brock Blackwell back on the floor for the Bears. Colt Myers sitting down for Batesville. And 5'10 junior guard Austin Seifert into the game. And Mattingly is on the point of what appears to be a half-court trap as Shelbyville gets near the timeline. Cross court pass, Lewis for Williams. Kuhn holds out front. 4:17 to go in the third. Shelbyville leading by six. Blackwell for Williams. Williams between the circles onto the left hand, coast down on the wing. Here is Blackwell. Kuhn, bounce pass, head fake, dribble drive, and on the right side, the left-handed finish for Sam Lewis, who's having a pretty fine ball game.
Yeah, nice wraparound pass there by Kuhn, and Lewis with a nice finish on the right baseline.
34-26, Shelbyville's biggest lead at 8. Outside holding between the circles, Seifert. Lampert beyond the perimeter, now Raver. In the corner, Seifert being chased by Williams. Here's Mattingly toward the corner.
Batesville still yet to make a shot here in the second.
In the corner, head fake. Williams airborne a moment, not enough for a shot from Seifert. Here is Barker and Mattingly perimeter right. Cross-court pass, head fake. Seifert off the dribble, very short on an 18-footer. Williams the rebound. He'll push, cross over, drop it behind. Kuhn the finish! And that is when Shelbyville is very impressive. They get a transition, and there's a nifty pass for a bucket that results in an opponent timeout. 3:02 left to go in the third, and a full timeout. BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Shelbyville 36, Batesville 26 on Giant FM Sports.
Get the inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, Shelbyville leading visiting Batesville by 10, and coming out of the timeout, Batesville's Raver called for traveling in the paint. Shelbyville into the front court with a 10-point lead and the basketball. On the right side holding is Sam Lewis. Zach Kuhn handing off to Lewis on the perimeter, off the left-handed dribble, shoots and scores from the free throw line. Sam Lewis feeling it here in the period. 9 points in the third, 14 now for the game. Golden Bears, 12-point lead. Shelbyville won this game by 10 on the road a year ago. Back to the basket is Raver. Top of the key, wide open is Lampert. His three is good. Christian Lampert is now 4-for-16 from three-point land this season. But left wide open, he's able to knock it down. 38-29, the Shelbyville lead. Sam Lewis from three. Oh, rimmed out long that time. Off the glass, picked up by Barker. Looking down court, Lampert a catch. Jump hook in the paint, Christian Lampert for two. He has 5 points in a matter of seconds, averages 1.3 a contest. 38-31, Golden Bear lead down to seven. Sam Lewis, Cooper Lewis. Kuhn screening off the elbow. Now heads down toward the block. Josh Williams holding perimeter left. Coming the ball is Kuhn. Dribbles into a 15-footer. Good for two. Zach Kuhn with an even dozen. Shelbyville again by nine. 40-31 with a minute 24 left to go here in the third. Mattingly crossing over, dribbles outside. Seifert comes on the perimeter. A catch and shoot three. Good for Austin Seifert. 40-34, Batesville not going away. Back within six with a minute seven left in the third. Kuhn handing off, Sam Lewis. Coming the ball is Blackwell, left wing. Sam penetrating move, falling away off 1 foot, no. Rebounded by Mattingly. Into the front court on the right-handed dribble, being guarded closely, Mattingly is by Cooper Lewis. Picks it up, gives to Barker. Barker will drive, try to settle into a stop, and apparently was grabbed on the arm from behind.
Looks like Williams trying to help out, came across and grabbed him, and that's who gets the foul call. Sam was guarding pretty well. Williams came over to help.
First on Williams, third on the team. Westerfeld back in for Batesville as Raver sits. Williams will come out, Luke Reed in for him. Shelbyville protecting a 6-point lead with 35 seconds left in this third period. Top of the key holding is Lampert. Westerfeld. Seifert to the right of the key. And now Mattingly brings it up for Barker with 20 seconds. Mattingly to look to initiate things. Defended by Kuhn out to midcourt. Clock at 15. Seaford now defended by Reed. Picked up the dribble. Needs some help. Coming to the ball is Barker with 8-7. Barker, couple of crossovers. Head fake. Double pump on a three. Badly missed. Rebound Cooper Lewis. He'll get it off from three-quarter court. Off the mark as time expired. End of three. BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville 40, Batesville 34 on Giant FM Sport.
Take the action with you at Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports for the final time this season from Garrett Gym, being brought to you by the Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition. Your ideas, our resources, solutions that work. Shelbyville leads Batesville 40-34, and if Batesville once, twice, or three times had taken advantage of end-of-period possessions, we would have a closer ballgame.
Yeah, Shelbyville's done a really good job of closing out the quarters here tonight. That time, they got Batesville really pushed out more towards half court to initiate what they wanted to do, and by the time they got it worked out, Barker forces a three up, and Lewis had the rebound and an opportunity for a three-quarter court shot, but good defense to end all three quarters tonight for Shelbyville.
It'll be Batesville ball to open the period. Seaford with a long catch and shoot over Luke Reed, a little late on the closeout, and Seaford made him pay with his second three in the second half.
Seaford and Lampert off the bench have been the only point production here in the second half for Batesville.
And yet, just a three-point game, 40-37. Alley-oop intended for Kuhn. Getting a piece of it in front was Westerfield. It rolls off the rim, no good. And Batesville into the front court, trailing by three. Westerfeld in the corner, splitting defenders, shoveling it outside for Mattingly. Batesville down three on the road. Bulldogs looking for win number 15, and on the reverse, an alley-oop attempt by Lampert that never got to the rim, but the ball outside for Seaford. His three missed. Offensive rebound, Mattingly. Baseline, Lampert, good for two. Tristan Lampert with 7 points in a short amount of time. Shelbyville's lead down to one. Man-to-man by Batesville. Sam Lewis dribbling onto the left wing. Top of the key touch for Blackwell. Kuhn to the basketball. Outside, Luke Reed, the catch and shoot. Around and off. Rebound put back on the tip. Cooper Lewis. His first point since the first quarter. 42-39 SHS. Dribbling center circle. Directing traffic is Mattingly. Picks it up, brings it for Seaford. Free throw catch, Lampert. Baseline pass, Westerfeld, that he had to scramble to save. Outside, Seaford for three again. Austin Seaford, 9 points, averages 5.9 off the bench this season. But those are three-point makes, 26, 27, and 28. So you can see where the bulk of his production comes from. We're tied at 42, six-minute mark, fourth period. Kuhn top of the key. Handoff, head fake, Lewis. Can't get a shot. Now top of the key is Kuhn with Mattingly on him. Crossover. Step back, 17-footer. Missed badly off the right side. Rebound Barker. Batesville could take the lead this trip. They'll get an open look. Lampert down below, but he cannot finish. And now a foul that will bother a few in the Shelbyville faithful. Lampert just plain missed the layup. His body was below the rim, made it a little difficult, and then fouled on the second opportunity. Timeout, Shelbyville. It's a 30, 5:41 left to go in the fourth, and Batesville with Lampert at the line can take the lead out of the timeout.
Well, Seaford with three threes, Lampert with a three and two field goals has really jump-started this Batesville team, who through most of the third period had not made a field goal. And those two guys off the bench have really saved the night for the Bulldogs.
I've been looking at guys who typically don't do a lot offensively for their ball clubs. You start adding up the points of Lampert, Brokering, Krynup. We've got significant contributions from guys who are getting extended playing time tonight.
Yep, no doubt about that. And Seifert and Lampert's is coming at a bad time if you're a Bears fan.
The foul a moment ago, Kuhn's third. And ready to go, Lampert at the free throw line for a pair. His first back rim, front rim, side rim, virtually every piece of the orange rim, and it fell in. Tristan Lampert, according to these numbers, 0-for-1 at the line for the season. Second free throw, back rim, and this time he missed.
If that one fell through, we might as well just close up shop now. It's Batesville's night.
Bulldogs up a point nonetheless. Here's Blackwell beating his defender, but wiping away the shot is Braver at the rim. Good rim protection there. Batesville front court up a point. Braver sideline, nearly threw a long pass out front. If he had, Kuhn would have been laying it in on the other end of the floor. But he held on to it, now has it back to the basket. Into the paint, top of the key, Lampert. Off into the hands of Barker. Raver way out front for Mattingly. 5 minute mark, fourth period. Batesville 43, Shelbyville 42. Here's Raver, dropping it off into the corner to Barker. Able to get baseline, but apparently put the dribble or a foot or maybe both out of bounds, turning it over. Shelbyville will get Josh Williams into the game. Luke Reed will take a seat. And Shelbyville playing a point down with 4:53 to go. Kuhn long look ahead, Sam Lewis. Fake left, go right, drive it on two defenders. Sam Lewis able to convert. 11 points, second half, 16 for the game. Shelbyville again in front, 44-43. Raver in the corner. Mattingly, here's Barker holding. Took a look in the post, passed up a possible three, now holds on the perimeter. 4:25 left in regulation. Top of the key touch for Raver. Into the corner, Lampert covered up there by Blackwell. And now Lampert will drive, back his way in, spin, and draw a foul to go to the free throw line.
And Batesville has done all this here in the second half without their first half leading scorer, Colt Meyer, who is still on the bench.
And with Isaac Barker only having four, their leading scorer for the season.
Yep.
The foul apparently on the floor. I figured free throws involved. I'm wrong. Cooper Lewis on the personal, the team's fifth. Batesville inbounding on the baseline. Toward the corner with Lampert. Barker. Cross court, Seifert. Back to the basket, Raver. Mattingly, top of the key. Gives it off now for Barker. Around the horn it comes, holding is Barker. Screening for him is Raver. Barker looked into the post as Raver slipped there, couldn't get him the ball. 3:50 left to go. Batesville with the ball down a point as Mattingly tries to make his way inside, passes in the corner for Tristan Lampert, who hits a three. It's inconceivable, according to the stat numbers for the season. 46-44 Batesville. Driving, Cooper Lewis. A lot of contact, to scoop with the left hand. No good. Mattingly, the rebound, the flick ahead. Got it tipped, ended up losing it. And then Mattingly tried to poke the dribble from behind and stops the play by picking up a foul after the turnover. I've got to look again. Tristan Lampert, yes, points per game, 1.3. But he has a 3, a 2, a 2, a free throw, and a 3 so far in the second half.
Well, he's going out in his last regular season game on top as a senior. Seifert only a junior.
Shelbyville down 2 with the ball, 3:13 to go. Kuhn holding to the left of the key. Gives it up to Sam Lewis. His three rims off short. Williams keeps the rebound alive. Sam Lewis claims it, drives, scores with the left hand. He went up with the right in front of the rim, but had to adjust and finished with the left off the glass. Game tied at 46. 2:49 to play. Lampert holding right wing. Mattingly being guarded closely by Kuhn, finds Barker. Lampert posting, step back in the corner, gives it inside to Raver, leans through the defender, can't convert, and Shelbyville had three white jerseys in front of Raver as Kuhn claimed the rebound. Bears front court in a tie game, 2:20 left to go. Kuhn, Blackwell left wing. Kuhn with it again above the volleyball line. Guarded by the 6'5 freshman. Back to Blackwell. Head fake. Brings the defender. Driving is Blackwell. Fouled underneath by Raver. And I think Blackwell gets himself to the line for a pair. Team foul number 5 on Batesville. 2 free throws involved here. It's the 3rd personal on Raver. And Blackwell, who has not scored tonight, at the line for the first time, and front rim the first. Trying to break a 46-all tie. Seifert will take a seat for Batesville. Colt Meyer back on the floor.
Yeah, you got what you needed out of Seifert. And for Batesville, we'll see if Colt Meyer can pick up the long-range shooting.
The second free throw good for Blackwell. Shelbyville back in front by a point, 47-46, as we go under 2 minutes. Barker, penetrating move below the free throw line, gives it up, gets it back on the perimeter. Back to the basket is Raver. Outside, top key with it is Mattingly. And Kuhn with an overplay. As Mattingly had the ball on the left-handed dribble, his body between the ball and Kuhn. Kuhn made a run because he thought he could get underneath the 6'5 Mattingly, and he just made contact with him and picked up his 4th personal foul.
Next one, Batesville will be shooting the bonus.
Inbounding sideline, nearly picked off. Mattingly will penetrate into the corner, Lampert. Good cover recovery there by Shelbyville, but underneath, Mattingly slips loose. Missed a reversal. And now what have we got? A late whistle and foul call as the ball came off the front rim. Cooper Lewis was able to get over the top of a Batesville player and get the rebound. And the players really had gone the other way by the time the whistle sounded, indicating Cooper Lewis on the foul.
If Raver doesn't make these, Walter Mattingly really is going to hate himself. He had a wide-open layup off a nice back door that Colt Meyer found him on and went to the other side and just missed an easy lay-in that would have given the Bulldogs a 1-point lead. But Raver, with that foul on Lewis, he'll have one in the bonus here to try to put Batesville up.
Robert Raver, a 57% shooter, his first trip to the line tonight, and he gets nothing but net. Lampert sits down for Batesville, starting forward Tyler Myers back in, and a full timeout taken by the Golden Bears before the second free throw by Raver will be shot. And the Boo Birds continue to plague one official in particular here at Garrett Gym.
That's all part of the paycheck, John.
A minute 37 left. Game tied at 47, pending a Raver free throw. Possession arrow, Shelbyville. Batesville, as we noted with this free throw trip, in the one and bonus. Batesville still has a foul to give on the other end of the floor. It's become a grinded-out possession-by-possession affair. I really thought maybe more of a free-flowing atmosphere tonight, but here we are in the upper 40s.
Yeah, a sloppy game, really, by both teams. Batesville got hot there late third in the fourth quarter to get back in it. They were down 10. Shelbyville, just a lot of missed opportunities. Only 6 turnovers tonight for the Bears, 1 in the second half, so they're not turning it over. I just think they're not taking advantage of some of the opportunities, and defensively they've really allowed Batesville to kind of get back in it with some open opportunities.
Raver to break the tie at the line, and he does make the second. Batesville 48, Shelbyville 47. A minute 33 left to go in the fourth period.
I'm going to get this lead back right here on this possession.
Williams on the dribble left wing. Stepping out is Kuhn. Kuhn defended by 6'5 freshman Mattingly. Gets a ball screen. The double team chases him. Here's Blackwell. Open, Cooper Lewis. Missed the three. Rebound, Kuhn fighting for it on the floor. Comes up with it from his knees, and simultaneously, Ryan Mack running down that way gets a timeout from the bench. Looked like Colt Meyer first guy there, but Kuhn really out-hustled him for it.
Yeah, Kuhn came in a little bit late to the party there, but Meyer was able to, allowed Kuhn to get it from him. And once Coach Mack saw that, the fleet-footed Coach Ryan Mack scampered down the sideline to get the timeout.
The Golden Bears coming off a win at Morristown in shirt and tie. have kept with the shirt and tie going into tonight.
He seems to have a new style. He had my mom's camping tablecloth on the other night, and it looks like he's got something in a similar fashion family to that.
I asked him if he was going with an Easter motif, even though it's February.
Yeah, this is an Easter-type shirt. It really was Saturday night, kind of a, red, white, what would you call that?
I'm really worried that I'm going to say this out loud, but I think it looked kind of like a mulberry color.
Mulberry. I like it. I'm just glad he's got a haircut and cleaned himself up a little bit.
Shelbyville ball. 1:11 to play. Bears trail by one. Inbounding to the midcourt line, Sam Lewis. Man-to-man by Batesville. Kuhn breaks free, gets it on the perimeter. Gives it up for Sam Lewis, sets him a screen, step back off the dribble. A long two is good by Sam Lewis.
Sam's had the hot hand tonight.
49-48, Shelbyville in front, 50 seconds left. Kuhn defending on Mattingly out front. Colt Meyer with it. Toward the post is Raver. Meyer in the corner, a three, missed it long. Blackwell the rebound. And now Shelbyville has to be smart with the ball and get it into the front court. Kuhn will take care of that, and he'll actually be fouled by Colt Meyer right at the half-court line.
Yeah.
It stops the clock with 33.9.
Batesville still has one foul to give. Not sure what Meyer was thinking there. Well-defended three in the corner, and he overshot it. Kind of a forced shot there. The way the Batesville's playing, they could have gotten a much better look down maybe low with Raver and then kick it out for a better, more open look. But Shelbyville has the ball with the lead.
Half court inbound, just a step into the front court for Blackwell. Luke Reed has come in the game replacing Cooper Lewis. And here's Kuhn in the backcourt. He wants to keep the ball for as long as he can. And it will be Kuhn who gets fouled with 29 seconds left. I'm a little surprised if you're Batesville, you don't take a few extra seconds to try and get that ball away from Zach Kuhn. Lampert in, Myers sits. Cooper Lewis back in for Shelbyville, replacing Reed. And Kuhn one and bonus.
And I think they did initially try to get that steal, but once you Zach Kuhn gets ahead of steam, I think it was wise to foul him, or he's going to create something.
86% shooter. The first is good. 50-48, Shelbyville, 29 seconds left. And a timeout coming now from Batesville before Kuhn shoots his second free throw. We'll take a timeout as well. Shelbyville by two, 29 seconds to play on Giant FM Sports.
It's a new year and new pricing at McKay Manor, where seniors can enjoy spacious senior apartment living. When you make McKay Manor your new home, you'll enjoy independent living with chef-prepared meals, local transportation, housekeeping, and indoor and outdoor maintenance, and an activities calendar that offers exceptional senior living. Call Tracy Tucker, 398-3100, to learn more about McKay Manor's new dynamic pricing and to schedule a personalized tour and a complimentary lunch or dinner.
Giant FM Sports.
Senior night at William L. Garrett Gymnasium in Frank Barnes Court. 29.1 remains on the fourth quarter clock. Shelbyville 50-48 lead over Batesville. And for the Golden Bears, Zach Kuhn, who made a free throw before the timeout, has one more coming here to try and give the Bears a three-point lead. Batesville last to break Huddle, joining the Bears on the free throw lane. And Kuhn trying to make it a full one possession lead. His free throw is good. 51-48, here comes Batesville front court with Mattingly, being guarded by Kuhn, who has four personals. Off into the hands of Barker. In the corner with it is Lampert. Mattingly top of the key. Mattingly with 14 finds Barker, and a timeout taken by Batesville. Now, especially vehement in their argument, but it's been going on all night. Shelbyville fans want to see a carrying call on the 6'5 Mattingly out front.
Yeah, I wasn't really cute. I wasn't watching the ball there, so I couldn't comment on that. But, Shelbyville just needs to play good, solid defense here, take care of their own business, and they'll get out of here with a win.
12.9 seconds remain. Possession arrow, Shelbyville. Both teams are in the bonus situation. If you're Aaron Garrett, 12.9 on the clock, are you down now to having to look at the three-point arc?
I think he's probably got a situation drawn up here for a quick hit or two. If it's not there, then probably a secondary option off that for a three. Seifert back in the game, and we'll see here.
Inbounded to Barker near midcourt, gets a screen. The switch slows down Barker. He goes all the way to the sideline and a whistle. And a timeout taken from the Batesville bench as the ball really went from one side of the court to the other without going forward, and Batesville lost 5 seconds, so yeah. The bench calls a timeout.
Well, now, if your question remains the same, I think it would be a three-point look here, and then you hope for a offensive rebound, maybe a kick out, if you could maybe get two shots out of here. But with only 7.5 seconds to go, they really need to try to get a three in the air here, so that'll be their primary look.
Tomorrow night, we're at Tri-High, Morristown, and the Titans tomorrow night with coverage right around 7:05.
The Titans. Tri-High Titans. Kind of another school out in the middle of nowhere.
Strawn, Indiana.
Yeah.
Haven't been to Tri since the Morristown game. I can't remember what year it was. That's the only other time I've been there.
I was on Dave Turner's staff up there, Gabe Caldwell's sophomore year, and we had a game at Tri, and that's the last time I've been there. Early 2000s.
Batesville sideline in the front court. Mattingly inbounding with 7.4. Coming to the ball, Seifert. Head fake. Can't get off a three. Raver step back. A three's on the way. Very short. Rebounded Cooper Lewis. He'll unleash a baseball throw the other way. And time expires on senior night here at Garrett Gym. Our final on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville 51, Batesville 48. Coming up, our Cagney's postgame on Giant FM Sports.
Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Heritage Automotive, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m.
Cagney's Pizza King postgame report. You'll find something on the menu for everybody at Cagney's in Shelbyville. Golden Bears grind out a win tonight over Batesville on this senior night finale of the regular season, 51-48. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, and, well, at least you got a W heading off into the postseason.
Yeah, a hard-fought win tonight. 10-point lead by the Bears in the third quarter. Just to see Batesville come back with Seifert and Lampert off the bench with big second halves, actually take the lead. I thought it showed good resiliency, good team effort by Shelbyville to keep it together and get back and win this game.
Shelbyville led tonight by Sam Lewis. He finishes with 20 points, 15 of those in the second half. Zach Kuhn in double figures with 14. Cooper Lewis had 5 from Victor Krynup, 4 from Josh Williams, 2 points provided by Nick Brokering, and a free throw from Brock Blackwell. Golden Bears were 8 of 11 at the free throw line in this game. For the Batesville Bulldogs, just one player in double figures, and that was, of all people, Tristan Lampert, averaging a point per game. He gets 11 in this one tonight. Colt Meyer had 9 points by Austin Seifert, and those two players combined for 6 threes in this game. Robert Raver had 8, 4 by Tyler Myers, a 3 by Walter Mattingly, and Lane Westerfield played but did not score. Batesville was 5 of 6 at the line in this game. Batesville led by 1 after 1, 15-14. Shelbyville by 1 at halftime, 25-24. Golden Bears by 6 at 40-34 going to the fourth, led by 10 on more than one occasion in this game, but end up holding on to win 51-48. For the Golden Bears, they up their record now to 16-8. They will play Columbus North in the opening game of Sectional 14 from Columbus East High School Tuesday night. Our broadcast coverage begins at 5:30. For the Batesville Bulldogs, they wrap up their regular season at 14-8, and they will take on the Rushville Lions on opening night of 3A sectional play. Rushville upended Batesville on their home floor earlier this season, So the Bulldogs will need a measure of revenge if they want to get a shot at Greensburg in a Friday night semifinal.
Final numbers tonight for Batesville, 17 of 46 from the field, 37%, slightly down from their first half, 42%. They were 8 of 21 from three-point range, that's 38%. Big difference in the rebounding column, 31 tonight for Batesville, 18 for Shelbyville, 12 offensive rebounds for the Bulldogs here tonight. 10 assists, 12 turnovers for Batesville in the game. Shelbyville, 20 of 43, 47%, 3 of 15 behind the arc for 20%. I mentioned 18 rebounds, 4 offensive, all 4 of those were in the second half. 11 assists, only 6 turnovers tonight for Shelbyville. Good number there as they head into sectional play next week. A couple of individual leaders in the rebounding column. A pair of 6'5 players, one freshman and one upperclassman. Walter Mattingly with 8, Robert Raver with 9. Raver had 6 at halftime, only 2 at halftime for Mattingly, so 6 in the second half, including 2 offensive rebounds for Mattingly. In the assist column, Isaac Barker with 3 and Walter Mattingly with 3 to lead in that column for Batesville. For Shelbyville, 2 guys with 4, Zach Kuhn and Sam Lewis, and leading the way in the rebounding column, Cooper Lewis with 5. In the assist column, Josh Williams with 4 and Zach Kuhn with 5 tonight to lead the way for Shelbyville.
Take a timeout on the post game. It's brought to you by Cagney's. Conversation with head coach Ryan Mack. And a look ahead to the sectional on the way on Giant FM Sports.
Inside story on Giant FM Sports.
Post game brought to you by Cagney. Shelbyville 51, Batesville 48, closing down the regular season. We're joined by Golden Bear head coach Ryan Mack. Took this one down to the wire, just couldn't quite shake Batesville on a couple of times when you finally got a cushion of a lead.
Yeah, no, they're a pretty good team. They, you know, you can't, they just won at Beach Grove, and Beach Grove beat Newcastle, and they had won 6 in a row. So Batesville's a tough matchup for a lot of teams, the way they rebound and they're physical.
Lampert and Seifert kind of came out of nowhere there in the second half. You had held their starting 5 to no field goals, and then they come off the bench and really get back in the game.
Yeah, they did, and we lost track of shooters, and that's, and, you know, that was what we said in the locker room. We have to do a better job of guarding 3-point shooters. We didn't do very good tonight. But, you know, we'll take them, and I'm happy for the seniors that they get to end, you know, their career on Garrett Court with a win.
Sam Lewis, very assertive in this game.
Yeah, he was very good. And I thought Kuhn was very good, too, at just making plays for other guys down the stretch. You know, he's in ball screen situations, dribble attack. I thought, you know, he had a lot of nice reads. We just didn't make a lot of shots.
I said I'd never, in the days prepping for this game, did I prepare myself for brokering the drive, the bucket, and the foul.
Yeah, it was a real big bucket and a strong finish. He saw a little opening, and he took it strong and finished the basket.
Victor gives you 5 as well, so we had a lot of guys performing above their numbers tonight.
Yeah, we did. You know, Victor did a nice job for us. I thought he played well. He's been playing well. He's been kind of that 7th, 8th guy in the lineup as of late, and he's done a nice job for us.
You have a matter of days before you play the win or go home game. The postseason begins on Tuesday. There's not time to become somebody different, to retool yourself. What do you do leading up to Tuesday night?
You know, we just do our normal prep, practice tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday, and get ready for Columbus North scout every day, film. And, you know, we just need to do a better job with personnel than we did tonight.
What do you see in Columbus North prep, if you've gotten to do any, that might be different from the first time you played them?
You know, Trenton Kelly and Trey Vincent are added to that team, and Trey Vincent worries me a lot. Trenton Kelly, he's not quite the guy I think he used to be, but Trey Vincent is a guy that really worries me, his ability to get to the basket. But you got to make him a jump shooter, and we'll see if we can do that.
Vincent on the point of their defense, also a concern.
Yeah, he's a lot more aggressive and quick, and you know, I don't know if they'll play us 1-2-2 like they have been, or if they'll go man, but we'll be prepared for both.
Hopefully it carries over. Last time you were in that gym against the team that normally plays there, you shot 71%.
Yeah, I'd love to see us start shooting the ball better. You know, I feel like it's coming. I feel like maybe last year we turned it up too quick early, you know, winning 11 in a row, going to the finals. Right now we're just at 2. And I got this feeling that we're going to shoot it really well all next week, and I got a strong feeling that we're going to get that thing done.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you Tuesday in Columbus.
Thanks, Johnny.
Brian Mack with us on the post game. Still to come, our player of the game following the Bears 51-48 win. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Hi, this is...
Take the action with you at Giant FM.
For a final time from this grand venue for basketball, Garrett Gymnasium, Shelbyville posts a win here to wrap up the regular season, knocking off Batesville 51-48. Well, tomorrow, Morristown and Tribe will finish off our broadcast season. And then into the sectional where... It's again set up for Shelbyville. They have significant work to do beating a better now Columbus North team, trying to beat again a Columbus East team on their home court. And then and only then, if they get there, most likely Bloomington South waiting for another championship game.
Well, we've got some exciting basketball to come next week, that's for sure, both at Shelbyville's side and down at Southwestern, where the draw is pretty much set up for a Friday night championship game the way it looks. I know Oldenburg is in the other side, but Morristown Hauser looking to face off Friday night. And with it getting started on Tuesday with Columbus North and Shelbyville, it's just going to be a real exciting week of basketball. And our two teams that we think have aspirations of going on, Shelbyville and Morristown, they're going to be tested right out of the gate. For Morristown, it probably will come Friday night. And for Shelbyville, it'll come right out of the gate Tuesday night, 6 o'clock with Columbus North.
Time now to name our Giant FM Sports Player of the Game, Sam Lewis. Good tonight.
Yeah, Sam really played well, shot the ball well. Only one field goal in the first half on three attempts, but then seven made baskets in the second half. And only one of them a three-pointer. He did a really good job of, I felt, getting in the lane and then hitting that pull-up jump shot. And we saw him hit what eventually was the game winner late in that fourth quarter. Chipped in four rebounds tonight and had an assist. So another all-around good game for Sam Lewis. And maybe the next Bear to extend his playing career. I'm surprised that he won't get a look from some school. Blackwell and his brother are already... telling us where they're going. I bet you Sam will be the next one and extend his playing career.
Closing down, Garrett Gym. Ready to go to Try High tomorrow with the Morristown Yellow Jackets and then the postseason. Our final tonight on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Shelbyville 51, Batesville 48.